right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. My name is Keith, and I am here by myself. I haven't seen John or Chuck in several weeks. I'm not sure if they are well or not. I believe John is off trying to turn his millions of YouTube views into hundreds of dollars, and I did receive a picture of him recently gorging on crab and gluten, and he did not look well. Chuck, I believe, is working hard for the man, but I did commission him on a Matt Barnes Rihanna fact-finding mission. That entire story was so foreign to me, I needed him to help translate. I do wish I could talk NBA with them to spend some more time making fun of Austin Rivers and his tweet game, who coincidentally, sources tell me, ate at a Panera in Winston-Salem today. But of course, that is not what the fates have in store for us today. What I do have for you is a basketball-free podcast. It is a collection of all of the breakfasts that Chuck ate over the 9 months of season one of Fast Break Breakfast. I thought it was important to reflect on these meals for posterity and as a starting point, probably for the VA's autopsy report when they are forced to exhume Chuck's body from a dumpster behind a Middle Tennessee Sonic in the not too distant future, I fear. My wife, who does work in the medical field, heard me editing some of this, and she expressed her concerns over Chuck's lifestyle. Anyhow, this is more so a celebration of what Chuck has accomplished, and without further ado, here it is, presented chronologically, Chuck Anderson's Breakfasts from Season 1 of Fast Break Breakfast, NBA Podcast. Chuck, why don't you go?
My name is Chuck Anderson. I had a hot brown from my house. Made a, you know, Kentucky hot brown.
Hot brown, do tell.
You know, it's got bacon, gravy.
Seems a little more lunchy. Are you already deviating?
No, it's not lunch. It's breakfast. It's what they serve at the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. I had one. Fantastic.
Chuck, what'd you have for breakfast?
I had, in a sort of self hurting way, masochistic, had a plain bagel with butter.
Oh, my. Oh,
well, the heat lost. I can't.
That's, you can't. No joy.
I can't enjoy life after that.
A plain bagel with butter?
Yeah, with butter.
Chuck?
I had a Hardee's gift card for my birthday.
Yeah?
And I used it on a Velveeta and bologna biscuit.
That is not a thing, is it?
I believe none of this.
You guys can look it up. It's true.
Because if that's a real thing, that should be the new sponsor of the unsustainable business model.
You guys just sound jealous. And unsustainable nothing. That is a staple of American eating,
Chuck,
is fried bologna.
I'm pretty sure whomever gave you that gift card, in fact, does not wish you a happy birthday.
That might be one of the worst gift cards I've ever heard that you could possibly...
Who gave that to you? They don't like you. They don't love you. They don't even... Yeah, they hate you.
Well, look, you guys don't know what you're talking about, and I take offense to this.
So it was your wife?
No, it was my sister-in-law.
She just knows you.
I'm sure she hates you.
She knows how fat I am.
So she's like, you know what Chuck would love? He would love... Some Hardee's.
Yeah.
I bet that guy eats at Hardee's.
Yeah, like high glycerides.
Chuck, did you eat?
Yeah. I still have that Hardee's gift card.
Are you trying the whole menu? Do they have other options?
They have a double-loaded omelet biscuit.
I saw a picture of that. It looks like what is in a urinal at Soldier Field. Oh.
I like. This is exciting that I think both John and I actually Googled Hardee's menu items because we didn't believe you last week.
Yes. It's there.
I saw it.
It's there.
It looks like just, you know, it looks like a Party City fake vomit.
Yeah, it looks like fake food. It's sopping in grease, and it's a terrible, terrible thing to digest. But so, yeah, it's amazing.
That is amazing. Star Trek food.
That is Hardee's, one of our sponsors. Chuck, what'd you have for breakfast?
I had a McDonald's.
God. Chuck?
Listen, stop.
No. How does Hardee's feel about this?
Well, the gift card ran out. And McDonald's has dollar biscuits. Sausage biscuits
Say no
for
more.
A dollar. For $1, and two of those, and you're full for like 4 hours.
I don't know if you know this, but you can on the Hardee's website.
They got their pigs.
You can go on their menu, and you can customize your breakfast. You can add a what they call a folded egg to
right.
to any sandwich, uh-huh. and there's no limit. So you can add like 6 folded eggs to your omelet, your smashed omelet biscuit.
It's a loaded omelet biscuit.
Sorry.
I mean, if you're gonna go to the website, at least pay attention.
Vomlet.
Oh, please. This is blasphemy.
No.
We shall not defame the name of the Hardee's.
Well, I think we'll just have to bleep out McDonald's, because if we're going to keep getting those checks from Hardee's.
No. McDonald's checks. Is on board, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
when I was there, I hollered great. At...
You talked to Ray Kroc?
Yeah, the corpse of Ray Kroc. I had a seance, and he was there over my sausage biscuit telling me, dude, you're going to rake in this money.
Chuck, how are you doing? You look much better than John does.
Oh, yeah, I feel better. You know, it's been a wonderful day.
Chuck's hungover every day.
Yeah, I just live that way, so it doesn't... At least I know why I wake up feeling like crap in the morning.
Yeah.
Not wondering.
You didn't think it was life decisions?
Is that gluten? No. I had a bunch of booze.
Did you have a breakfast of, a regular Joe as opposed to the alcoholic breakfast?
I made a fantastic scrambled egg breakfast. I like to scramble my eggs, use a little whipped cream, maybe some creme fraiche if I have it.
Hey now.
Really, it's about the cooking process, introducing enough heat to ensure proper scrambling, but not overcooking and drying them out. And then you really want to stop the cooking with the cool creme fraiche.
Sounds like you spend more time preparing your eggs than, like, say, the Pelicans do in preparing the roster.
Ooh, easy.
Chuck, how's your day going?
Good, man.
How did it start?
You know what? Hardee's has got a special.
Oh, no. Is it something new?
No. It is a deal. two for $3.50 of the Velveeta and bologna biscuit.
What's the regular rate?
Regularly $2.69 each.
Oh!
So it's a steal.
You're a bargain hunter.
I try.
It's a steal at that price.
And I still had 89 cents on my gift card.
Oh, I thought you were out.
I was effectively out. I couldn't have a whole meal there. But when I saw that deal, I'm like, I better use this 80, almost 90 cents that
Keith's
I had.
Always trying to poke holes.
Is that a thing when you ring it up, you're like, no, there's only 89 cents on there. Like, it won't pay for the whole thing.
I just hand it to them. I'm like,
they work it out.
Just use the rest on that and I'll pay for it.
On a scale of 1 to Hardee's, what was your shame when you asked to use the last 89 cents on the card?
I had zero shame. Why would you have any shame? I'm going to give Hardee's money. I mean, Hardee's. I said Hardee's.
It's like Arby's and Hardee's.
No, it's like Artie Lang. It's like,
let's not bring Arby's down to Hardee's level.
Hey, those are both quality eating establishments.
And we appreciate the checks they cut us.
Horsey sauce.
To help us publish.
Would you like some horsey sauce with that?
Never for breakfast. Chuck, have you been to a local fast food establishment to get your breakfast?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't eat breakfast.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no breakfast.
Because I had a...
It's like grim augury for the podcast.
Yeah, I had a CT scan.
Oh. Oh, no. So you had that liquid?
Barium milkshake. Tastes like...
It sounds like it's a fruit with that berry thrown on the front.
No, not berry as in berry. It's barium.
So it's like more barium like uranium. Sulfate.
Yeah.
So it's not like diamond.
I had to get a CAT scan so I couldn't eat, and then blah, 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 blah. So I didn't eat. I had Bojangles.
For lunch?
That's pretty
for
good.
Lunch, yeah.
Was it on a biscuit?
I didn't. I had two biscuits.
Well, I think you might have had breakfast.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I had biscuits with chicken, so yeah, it's pretty much a breakfast for me.
Hey, yeah.
Okay.
Chuck, how are you? Did you have breakfast?
Yeah, I did. Sonic.
Okay.
Holler at a little... sausage burrito, a little breakfast burrito with
hot
egg
sauce?
And cheese, a little picante, sauce.
Like that.
Oh, you mean the vaunted tomatoes and onions from Unsanctioned Farmers.
Yes, this is all probably knowledgeable if you chose to look into it, but I, however, choose to remain ignorant on the whereabouts of how they
I like how
that.
You're never going to stop taking guff for eating fast food every day for breakfast, but you're never going to stop eating fast food for breakfast.
No, I won't ever.
You live your life, Chuck.
Look, you only live once with heart problems.
That's true.
Today for breakfast, I had leftovers from dinner last night, some chicken, some rice. I feel like sometimes you eat breakfast night and you eat dinner in the morning.
Chuck, did you eat breakfast?
Yeah. I found this recipe for scrambled eggs, and I've been making them pretty much that way my whole life. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, not my whole life.
I was like, you found it when you were a child?
Yeah, my past 18, like the past 18 months of my
life. Nice. So just some eggs. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Really good scrambled eggs. I do. You know, I don't know if I even said, I might have said that on another episode.
I think you did because you were talking about I remember the amount of care that went into the preparation of the eggs.
Yeah, so I went with my eggs.
You said creme fraiche?
Creme fraiche. Fresh. Fresh.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was good. I had a little roasted tomato and I grilled up a little mushroom.
Treating yourself.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Chuck, what'd you eat for breakfast?
I had chicken and gravy biscuit taco from Taco Bell.
What are you talking about?
A biscuit taco?
Yeah, it has chicken. It has a chicken, fried chicken cutlet and some gravy.
Where's the biscuit?
There are no cutlets at Taco
it's
Bell.
It's actually, it's probably not a cutlet. It's actually a biscuit turned into a taco.
It wasn't even really chicken. It was tilapia.
Yeah.
It's like a hammered flat biscuit. It's
No, what they do is they take biscuit dough and they fry it in the shape of a U, which would be a taco shape. And then they stuff it with chicken.
Taco-shaped biscuit.
Then probably pre-frozen gravy that came that they heated up and then slid all over it.
That's amazing.
Makes me happy.
Is it available 24 hours a day?
I don't know if they have.
Are they open to 3?
I don't know when their breakfast starts. I ate it at 9:45 today.
You got there like 15 minutes before full falling down mode.
Oh, so beautiful.
I thought my idle excrement chatter was foul. I think Chuck may have.
That's a debate.
No, I think
real debatable.
we
who is more disgusting, John or I? Breakfast.
We look forward to hearing about Chuck's breakfast fast food adventures the same way I look forward to watching the Sixers play basketball.
Oh, Lord.
Chuck, what'd you have for breakfast?
I had a Sonic toaster sandwich with egg.
I believe you tweeted that for our followers.
I put that on our page. Actually, I ate it and I was like, it would be good to tweet. And then I had to Google an image of it because I had already destroyed it. I Googled and searched it. That's not even my picture.
And that's funny. So of your normal fast food breakfasts, normally you're ordering things I've never even conceived of.
Right.
I've actually had one of those breakfast toaster sandwiches.
They're really good.
This is actually a take on the regular one. It was a French toast, French toast toaster sandwich.
So what you're saying is you're back to wanton destruction of your body through nefarious means that Keith and I have never heard of.
I am actually using vapor e-cigs now, so...
What'd you have for breakfast?
I had two very fine sausages wrapped in pancake batter-like substance that were rolling the hot dog.
Breakfast tornados?
Yes, breakfast tornado. But it wasn't.
Prepared in-house.
A corn dough. Was not. It was prepared probably somewhere.
Heated in-house.
Definitely. Definitely heated in-house. And I had two of them. One was... it was maple flavored and blueberry, and the other one was just blueberry with no maple flavor.
No maple.
Yeah. And now that our listeners are all sufficiently ill, were they tasty?
Absolutely incredible. See, what you have to do is make sure you get them early. If you get there late, if you go in there after 10 o'clock, it's a mess. You got to get there 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Because they put those out probably 4:30, 5 a.m.
Yeah,
for 5
a.m. easy. You want to make sure you don't get there after 3 hours. They are terrible, but you get them in that 2 hour window and they're nice and toasty. Go ahead and do that, guys.
I shiz you not. There used to be a thing called the Donini
at
gas stations, which was a succulent piece of sausage, egg, and cheese topped by donuts.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
sandwiched
that.
Between two beautiful donuts and then pressed in a panini press.
Chuck, how are you doing?
What's up? Am I talking about breakfast now?
Sure, go ahead and tell us your breakfast if you want.
Went to Taco Bell this morning my chicken biscuit taco.
Yeah.
Sold out.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Explain the chicken biscuit taco again.
I think, we'll revisit it.
It's a taco shell made of biscuit. It's a U-shaped...
Ugh.
Like, imagine a taco shell, but made of biscuit dough.
What could possibly congeal Bisquick to stay in that shape?
A quick flash fry. What else?
That would still fall apart. Does it fall apart?
You don't trust the scientists at Taco Bell, John? Trust me, I've had it. It exists, and
there is edible glue, John.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's...
This reminds me of that really, morbid and like banal opening of that one Breaking Bad episode where they're testing all the different condiments of the fast food place.
Yeah.
The scientists are all around watching him eat it.
French dressing.
That's the job you need. French toast.
That is a mixture of wrench and French. We call it French. So what I ended up going for was the breakfast crunch wrap with a hash brown in it and some egg and, you know, and then they do the crunch wrap.
I'm not speaking familiar
of the crunch wrap like you guys are really familiar, but the crunch wrap is basically this weird tostada kind of folded quesadilla combo hybrid.
Crunch wrap's one of the best things on the menu.
It's really good.
Still there.
And you can eat them with one hand and it's fantastic. You don't have to worry about.
That's
a driving man's food.
I'm Chuck Anderson. I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful breakfast. I had some steak, some cube steak.
Oh.
Breaded. I fried it up in my cast iron skillet. I had my famous eggs that I made.
You didn't go to a fast food establishment?
No, not today.
You ate all this at home?
It's been iced over. Very icy in Nashville, so, you know, I know how to throw it down in the kitchen. I'll whip it real good. And, whip it.
Chuck, how are you doing?
You know.
You look good.
I feel good. Everything's great. Had a wonderful, I did the old standard, the old Hardee's. Loaded omelet biscuit. Had two of them.
Yomelet.
It was fantastic and greasy and salty and it had fine umami flavors. And, more or less the greatest breakfast ever.
Most importantly, it looks like party vomit.
Hey, only if you've been at a good party.
You also tweeted out earlier this week some nice, some poached eggs and some Andouille sausage.
Oh, yeah. I had some, I make that at home. I do it. I poach eggs. It's great. You should do it. It's real simple. Boil some water, drop some eggs, pull the boiling water off the heat, then, wait for about 7 minutes and you'll have gooey Velveeta kind of egg yolk, and it's amazing.
It looks delicious.
No, and a little Tony Chachere's on top, a little seasoning. Everyone should have Tony Chachere's on hand.
I like Tony Chachere spicy.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Pick it up a notch.
Chuck, what did you eat?
Chuck, what'd you have for breakfast?
I had a wonderful. You know, Subway does breakfast sandwiches. I was in a rush.
Oh no!
No.
It's
eggs.
You can't avoid Subway.
Yeah, yeah.
Commercials.
They're
everywhere.
Is the bread made from eggs?
I'm sure they use egg in the dough.
Eggy bread? Oh, I was hoping it was like.
No, it's one of the. It was like a flatbread thing.
They put
some cheese and some bacon in it, and it was a perfect morning breakfast.
It wasn't fatty.
It wasn't gross. It was light.
But then everyone knows you went in Subway because you have that. Baked bread smell.
Right.
That's like permeates the building.
Weird. But that's pumped in through their vents.
You can't. Oh.
Of all the foul and heinous fast foods that there are across the nation, when my band would go on tour, Subway always finished last in our.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And it shouldn't be because it's just cold cuts, right? Mm-hmm. But there's something about it that's very disgusting.
Just sterile. Something the way the sandwich collapses and it's like all stuck together
microwavable, you know. Eat thing that they do to make your sandwich hot. It's just, it removes the soul from everything. Gross.
Chuck, let's start with you.
Yeah, I'm always the last.
Yeah. What did you have for breakfast today and how's your day going?
So my breakfast consisted of a Broster's gas station.
Broster? Wait, is that like a frat bro? What do you mean? A Broster?
It's like a roaster.
Like a Kenny Rogers Broster?
Like a breast. Yeah, like they do fried chicken in a gas station.
Is it a roast beef, but with the breast of something?
You got to know when to broast them.
It's basically a franchisable food preparing thing for gas stations.
Okay.
You can buy a building and do it, but you really want to sell like...
So it's like a...
Sweet tarts and stuff too, and like cigarettes.
I got you.
It's not what you build your
fortune
on, but it...
Did you get a free lotto ticket with it?
No, but what they had there was they had corn dogs that were chili cheese flavored.
Breakfast flavored?
Today I woke up a little late.
Okay.
And I had two chili cheese corn dogs from Broster's. While I was filling up my car.
So you've been living your life right.
My life is terrible, and I feel like I'm dying inside.
I liked the catch in your throat there.
What?
Almost cried.
I am my life.
Chuck, what did you have for breakfast?
Oh, today I had pizza. I got a Little Caesars hot and ready, $5.
You didn't
drive through.
You didn't go the extra $3 to get the bacon wrap?
No, I'm good. Just give me a $5 pepperoni.
You're being very un-Chuck right now.
That's very me. I woke up late yesterday. Depending on what day you're listening to this.
You didn't do the bacon wrap.
I know. That should have been me. But yesterday,
bacon is breakfast.
Was St. Patrick's Day. So I'm not doing
well. Oh, yeah.
It is close.
We are recording on a Wednesday.
Did you drive out the snakes?
Oh, no. The snakes are in my heart now. And they're residing. They're not leaving.
But you were actually Irish? Is this, you have Irish?
Yeah, my parents are from Ireland.
Okay.
So, yeah, I went kind of...
Belfast!
They're from Belfast. They're from the Falls Road area of Belfast. It was like being from Crenshaw Boulevard.
They're aware of the troubles then, are they?
They are. My grandparents used to make petrol bombs for the IRA.
It's a statute of limitations on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Does the NSA care about that?
They're super dead.
Hashtag NSAJK.
Super dead of emphysema a long time ago.
I need to let the listeners know, too, you haven't lived until you've seen Chuck devour a bag of popcorn bought from a gas station.
I just did it.
Stomach turning.
Oh, I...
two euros Chuck Anderson, we call him.
2 euros. No, I had a ultimate meat and cheese burrito from Sonic this morning.
Sonic, that's a good living.
So
they
opened up a Sonic like 2 football fields away from my front door.
That's 2 high school football fields.
2 high school, American high school football fields.
You're not allowed near high schools, are you?
Oh, I am. I was a substitute teacher.
For
a long time. Okay. It's a great place to buy weed. Kids have great pot. But so the Sonic by the house went by it. It's been a disaster for my waistline, you guys. I've just been eating a lot of Sonic lately.
Did you get a Route 44 cherry limeade?
I only get Route 44 happy hour. Yeah, because then it's like 15 cents ass water whip. Really good ice. You know that ice
is
legit.
Pellet ice,
real crunchy, good crunch factor. I do rate my ices, and those probably right up there with some of the best ice in a fast food chain.
I was like, go to a mixologist. Do you like to get the really large ice cube? Just the one that costs like $3 extra.
Oh no, I like that. The big sphere. In my cocktail, I would like I'd like some wild turkey with a sphere.
Oh, no. That's an amazing combo.
Yeah,
you guys are
expensive
so...
ice with terrible, terrible, terrible.
You guys are so freaking bougie. I just drink 40 ounces and.
I had a question.
Cisco.
I had a question for you, Chuck. In regards to your frequently dining at fast food establishments.
Uh-huh.
But I've noticed, I don't think you've ever had a breakfast at Arby's. I'm curious, do you have a thing about Arby's? Because Arby's sends me a lot of coupons in the mail. Every 2 days, they send me $35 worth of coupons.
To be honest, there's just not an Arby's in my vicinity.
Just not in the vicinity.
Yeah, I do appreciate a good roast beef sandwich.
Do they have a breakfast option?
I don't believe so. I mean, I don't even know if they do breakfast. That's why I'm kind of confused.
I will tell you about...
We should tweet at Arby's.
We should find out.
Yeah.
In their latest mailer that they send me with their...
Oh, yes.
Again, their announced $35 worth of coupons. They had a thing... Half of it was a picture that said, some of our best friends are vegetarians. And then it showed their sides of mozzarella sticks and curly fries. And I was like, every vegetarian's like, let's go to Arby's and get some
curly. So Arby's used to have this side. It was a bacon cheddar fried bite with like potato wedge thing. I don't know. Yeah. It used to be really good.
That could be a breakfast.
Almost. It's almost like an omelet without an egg.
Just a little hot sauce on there.
But so I did Sonic. It was that son.
Let's talk about breakfast. What'd you have for breakfast?
I had day-old chicken pot pie.
Woo, Marie Callender's?
No, homemade chicken pot pie.
Okay, not as good then.
Yeah, lacking. No, this chicken pot pie is amazing.
Yep.
Made it myself. What you do is you take a bird, one of those rotisserie birds from one of the stores. You throw it in a pot, you boil it out, get all the skin out,
You already lost me. You get a bird at a store?
Yeah, you get one of the pre-cooked rotisserie chickens.
Ah.
Bird.
With you.
Staple Keith. Of this household.
Yeah, you get the pre-cooked rotisserie, which every baller should be getting at least twice a week.
That's your protein right there.
You need that protein. Cheap, it's hot, it's fresh, you're doing it, living. So you take that, you boil it out. That way all the everything peels off. Mm-hmm. You strain it. You can keep the stock. You do whatever you want with it. I like to keep my stock. Then you cook basically a pie. You throw in some Rotel. put a little bit of Velveeta cheese.
Rotel
yeah. and Velveeta?
Holy shit.
Velveeta
shnikes.
Cheese or a tin if you don't want it hot, a little bit of, you know, like veg all mixed
so you
vegetables.
Ate like Super Bowl cheese dip for breakfast.
With
a flaky crust.
With a flaky Pillsbury dough crust. Yes. So that's what I had.
Oh my God.
Just one slice. It was the size of a, you know, a piece of pie. It was fine. I didn't go crazy.
I'm taking you in for an EKG. So you make slices out of the pie.
Yeah, the government tells me I'm strong as a horse.
See, I'm even thicker than you. I just like eat the top out of it.
The government has to tell you that, otherwise they have to pay for your procedures and things.
No,
right?
This is actually I build this. Yeah, they do. This is all built. I make this. Pie
you keep telling them you're depressed, and they're like, "I'm sorry, we don't have a box for depressed."
You know what that is? What you ate?
What
you ate? Single dad food.
It was single dad food. That's a really good meal. Yes. Look, if I brought you this, y'all would love me.
Oh, I'm into it.
Yeah, it's that. It's that.
Hey guys, Keith here. I just wanted to poke in and let you know some ways you can help us out. We don't currently pay the bills here despite our large following in Denmark, but things you can do to help us out. One of the biggest things you can do is to go into iTunes or into Stitcher or wherever you listen to the podcast and write a review and leave a 5-star rating that raises us in the search engines and puts us up against the likes of CBS and ESPN. So we appreciate those of you who have already done that. But if you haven't, just while you're listening, open up that app and help us out there. Also follow us on Twitter at Fast Break Break. Like us on Facebook. If you have friends, perhaps you went to college with, high school with, who you know are NBA fans, maybe you haven't reached out to them in a while, send them an email. Tell them you've heard this clever and inspired NBA podcast. So just get the word out and use it to repair or reopen lines of communication that have fallen cold. We're selling t-shirts that say, "Seriously, how's it going?" with a picture of Phil Jackson. I think the shirt is hilarious. And at least 20 or 30 or 40 of you agree and have bought one. I appreciate that, but we are definitely selling them. You can buy those at fastbreakbreakfast.bigcartel.com or at fastbreakbreakfastpodcast.com. There's a link there. So again, write us a review in iTunes or on Stitcher, wherever you listen to it. Anyway, thanks for listening to me talk, and let's get back to Chuck's breakfasts. What'd you have for breakfast?
You know, I'm not trying to tell you where I had my breakfast today.
Yeah, at White Castle.
It was at White Castle. I had a I had a Belgian waffle biscuit, chicken biscuit. Ooh. That are 2 for $5 right now at White Castle, so go ahead and get that. They're fantastic. They're quite small. They're not a large meal, but you can finish two.
Is it a syrup situation or like
so? I went in
a whipped cream.
There was a dab of whipped cream. It is on our Twitter feed. Fast Break Breakfast. Fast Break Break. We have a situation where I went in thinking it would be a savory sweet thing. Much more savory. The particular White Castle I was at kind of undercooked the Belgian waffle that they unfroze. So it was kind of
better than
gooey.
Better that than the chicken.
Right. Well, the chicken was well cooked. I did ensure that. But the waffle was not. It wasn't huge. It was a good snack. And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. You guys should check it out. They have a sausage, egg, and cheese, a bacon, egg, and cheese, and then the chicken waffle.
So is that technically a slider?
It's a dingy's.
A slider?
A slider. Yeah, because it's Belgium. Belgian.
I like how they gave you one for each ventricle in your heart.
Yeah, every artery that'll shut. I get one of them. Yeah, right. That works.
Chuck, what'd you have for breakfast?
Going veggie on it. I'm trying to hit that veggie life, so I went to Subway. I got a veggie sub breakfast sandwich with the veggie patty.
Oh.
I know. Well, I've been up for...
What does it taste like?
It tastes pretty good. It's like a very vaguely... umami meaty flavor that isn't specifically any meat, but it kind of tastes
right.
like a meat.
So a mystery meat.
Yeah, no,
it's a flavored meat.
It's a flavored kind of vegetable meat.
Chuck, did you have a?
I did hash. Had a hash brown casserole for breakfast.
Homemade?
Do not edit that out.
Don't edit it out. It was just so bad. My brain's not working. Yeah, I had hash brown casserole homemade. I did some. Take some potatoes. A good little chop of the potato, then fried up, little butter, then throw a couple, you know, whisked eggs in it, a little onion, a little Tony Chachri's, and some, you know, chili-infused olive oil that I make myself.
Did you have time for a breakfast this morning?
I sure did. So for those who don't know, you'll hear far less Coors Lights being opened during this podcast because it is now 10 in the morning on Friday and we're...
Spoiler alert. We sometimes pretend we're recording in the morning.
Nope.
We never record in the morning.
No, it is always 4 o'clock or later. Today we are recording.
We are actually recording in the morning.
So this is our breakfast. Actually, I had coffee in a Rent mug.
Rent the musical.
The musical that Keith gave me. We're at Keith's house. So I woke up at 6:45 to go to my other job before I podcasted and sat in traffic coming from Murfreesboro to Nashville for 1 hour and 15 minutes.
City life.
Now, here's the thing. Waking up that early, guts weren't ready for 1.5 hours in a car. Had to pull off to a Mickey D's and take my constitutional.
How does Mickey D's rank as a place for a road?
Don't want to do it at the one in Antioch, Tennessee.
I got to say, McDonald's are, there's like a million of them, so it's really hard to judge.
Right, and they're all individually.
That's why you use Yelp.
Yeah.
Because so, those are individual.
I don't know.
I just thought of a $1 million app.
Actually is a thing.
Is it?
I think Road Toilet was a thing that I saw at one point, or something to that effect. It was like finding the closest bathroom to you, public bathroom to you.
So after,
but I want to know the best.
The best bathroom, right?
I go to a...
I'm a truck stop man.
I'm a grocery store man.
Mm.
Most grocery stores, a lot of grocery stores will have like a lockable and it's not, and they have it cleaned. Like, it's a secret. If I'm in need out in public, it's like, oh, I'm going to go find a Kroger.
I may never use a grocery store bathroom again because I saw a person die outside of one last week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, John saw death.
Eastland Kroger. I don't know if it was a heart attack or a seizure or
what. We do have listeners from all over.
Yeah.
We have 3% of our listeners are from Denmark.
That's incredible.
So I don't know why.
But 3% of our listeners is also a listener.
Right.
So
that's one of the 30 people who live in Denmark. But yeah, in East Nashville, John, you saw a man expire.
Yes.
In a Kroger.
Yes. And I went home and took my Lipitor immediately.
Of course, and did some push-ups. So tying this into food, since I was at the Mickey D's, McDonald's is offering a special.
McGriddle?
No, 2 for $5 sausage McMuffins. Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffins. Not 2 for $5, 2 for $3.50, which is...
I was about to say, what's the normal rate?
No, it's 2 for $3.50.
Okay.
That's a killer deal. Great sandwich, and enjoyed myself while I waited for traffic to die down.
Never had a McMuffin. Way.
So, today for breakfast...
Yes, Chuck.
I had 2 kinds of biscuits from 2 different establishments, one of which...
I believe it's called a Bang Bang.
...sells gasoline. Yes, it is called a Bang Bang. I had my son today, so I went and picked him up, and on the way I picked up a biscuit from the Broasters at the Sitco on...
Formerly Kenny Rogers.
You will be familiar with the Broasters, our listeners.
Yes.
Chuck taught us about them maybe 10 episodes ago.
Yes. The Broasters has a quick, gorgeous gas station feast for any man to enjoy, and I had a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Then a good buddy of mine who's a truck driver stopped in town, and we hung out. He wanted to go to Bojangles. I couldn't say no.
No, it's impossible to say no.
An hour later, I have another biscuit from Bojangles, a biscuit Bang Bang. So I've managed to clog my arteries with 2 kinds of fast food establishment biscuits.
Did you get the Cajun filet?
No, the second one, I just went egg and cheese because I was still processing the first one.
Have you had the Bow Cheddar yet?
I have.
That is death.
This is pure
that
death.
That is liquid. That is like Marlon Brando, Orson Welles food.
Explain it.
It is a biscuit that they put like Velveeta-ish cheese inside and on top of, and they just stick it in a microwave for 3 years.
All right, so what that sounds like, it sounds like an experience I had on Beale Street on Saturday.
Yes.
I had a gag reflex reaction to walking down the street, and a man in front of me lifts a cup to his mouth, like a clear plastic cup, lifts it to his mouth. It is nachos
Yes.
Floating in just like cheese sauce.
Ugh.
And I'm going to go get some.
And oh man, I never had such a visceral reaction to just a thing I saw where I was like, "Oh!" And then and it wasn't coming out. It was real viscous and he was like shaking the cup in his face. It was a moment to behold. Gentlemen, how are we? What did we eat for breakfast?
Chuck, you go first.
You know me, baby. Roasters had me a chili cheese corn dog from a gas station like a boss.
What time was this around?
9:30. I had to go hang out with my kid.
They've got cheese.
Had to.
Corn. They got corn dogs at 9:30 a.m. Huh?
You've made this.
Yeah.
Is this now a daily routine?
It's just on the way to my son's place. And the only other option is Sonic. And really, Sonic's incredible, but you don't have chili cheese corn dogs at Sonic. So,
wait, they don't? I would have bet money they had chili cheese corn dogs
and
at Sonic.
They only have chili cheese footlongs.
When I say chili cheese corn dog, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's inside the corn.
Right. It's a flavoring. It's a chili cheese flavoring.
So how much different is this than a can of Pringles?
It's on that same level.
It's a dust. It's like a pork dust.
A maltodextrin.
That's exactly what it is. It's a chemically engineered chili cheese, flavoring. But it has
it's basically like chili cheese Fritos, the hot dog.
Exactly.
the hot dog,
the breakfast.
I believe Taco Bell's coming out with that.
Holy moly. Unless it's served in a bag of Fritos, I want nothing to do with it.
you are spitting out million-dollar ideas. They're just falling from your mouth. Mm-hmm.
I really think it's important that it comes out of that bizarre plastic metal bag.
Bag?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Aluminium bag.
Chuck, what did you have for breakfast today?
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but Sonic had 50-cent corn dogs.
Ooh-wee!
In the morning?
They serve their food all day long. There's no breakfast. This is Sonic because they
Sonic
do it
right. Has, or is it like a Tuesday they have?
This Tuesday for Memorial Day, which was yesterday. You'll probably hear this on Wednesday, but this is Tuesday. They did their Tuesday 50 cent corn dog in remembrance of those who have fallen in the name of the country.
Interesting.
So thank you, Sonic. I once sprained an ankle bad enough for the government to give me a pension for the rest of my life. So I guess I'm a wounded veteran. I just did it running.
You got that Purple Heart?
Yeah. It was during PT. I was running at night and I turned my ankle on a pothole.
Case of beer, underarm.
Is that pink heart, blue heart?
Sprinting back to the barrack.
I can't give you guys explicit details of how it happened because it might remove it from me. But
yeah, do we need to scrub this?
No.
Do we need to pause and retrack this?
If someone from the VA is listening right now, just keep it real hush-hush.
Chuck, did you have breakfast? Any corn dogs in your morning?
No, I didn't. Have corn dogs this morning. I had two sausage biscuits from McDonald's, dollar each, old standard classic.
I am chartreuse with envy.
Yeah, it was a wonderful, greasy, beautiful Murfreesboro.
To hell with you.
Biscuit from the good McDonald's. The good folks at Mickey D's showing me love. Da 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 da. I'm pooping it.
Yeah. not keeping that in very long.
Nope.
Chuck, what'd you have for breakfast?
I can't eat.
Oh, no.
Just can't. It's been a hard few days, guys.
Yeah, LeBron is awesome for someone not to eat.
I know. Why couldn't he do it for us? But he wasn't that dominant.
Chuck, I hate to pile on, but this game three performance kind of erased Dwayne Wade's game three performance against the Mavericks as the greatest game three performance I've seen.
Look, here's how it goes. LeBron's great. And terrible, and the best and the worst, all at the same time. And he makes me physically ill to think about. It's kind of like, when I think about him, it's like Keith working out on an empty stomach. Yeah. I just throw up.
This is, you've mentioned this analogy before, this is the ex-lover.
It is.
This is the high school girlfriend who you were just insane over, and this is you seeing her at that Christmas party after your first semester away.
I like how when Chuck talks about LeBron, it sounds like Kris Kristofferson writing about an old lover, like partly truth and partly fiction.
Right. So this is just saying you're too distraught to have breakfast.
I cannot eat.
You've lost.
I've just no will to eat or
as an intense
sleep.
LeBron hater.
I don't have sex anymore.
You're Is that related?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, you missed breakfast because of your lack of appetite as LeBron has taken your joy of life.
I just ate tears.
Did you have a chance to get breakfast?
I had a blue Gatorade and one chicken wrap from Popeyes.
Is that a breakfast wrap?
No. That has red beans and rice in it.
That chicken wrap from Popeyes, I think, is the best fast food item in the world.
It's pretty incredible.
For the money.
It's $1.49, yeah. And you get a chicken tender wrapped in a, you know, little tortilla with red beans and rice in it.
Oh.
And it, it blows your mind. And it's exactly the kind of sop up the booze food item you want in the a.m.
At you 10 still have to endure the soapy aftertaste. It helps with the red beans and rice.
Yeah, it does. Like pretty much.
Is this the pot? There's the only Popeyes that I've really been to in Nashville. You pull up to the drive-through and it doesn't work. The mic doesn't work.
Right.
And then you see the person at the window waving you like, hey, come here. Like just you just gotta tell it to me. Old
Definitely
style.
Had to yell to top of my lungs into that microphone. It did work at this one on Gallatin Road. In East Nashville, but I destroyed it. It was perfect food.
Chuck, did you have a breakfast this morning?
I almost lost it because I heard John having diarrhea when I walked in. So, this is our second take of the podcast because the first take, John talked about his diarrhea and Keith didn't like it. So we had to restart. But I feel like we should talk about it. So I will continue with it. I had a...
Sick Semper Tyrannis.
Yes, all day.
I'm going to shoot Chuck and jump from the balcony.
I had for breakfast a wonderful sandwich from Bongo Java. At the Five Points in East Nashville, called the Fishy Bomb, which is a bagel sandwich with
lox?
Cream cheese, lox, tomato, lettuce, capers, and onions, and it was fantastic.
Chuck, that is living high on the hog.
Had a girl buy it for me.
There you go.
I cannot afford that, and she bought it for me.
Our regular listeners will know that Chuck, every week, eats at a gas station, or if he's feeling like trying something healthy, goes to Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the way
I do. So him eating at a locally prepared independent coffee shop.
Did not eat it. Did not pay for it. Wouldn't have paid for it.
There you go.
Was offered it on a date and said, yeah, I'll take it.
Uncle Sam's stipends are not paying for the... No. What did we have for breakfast? Did we have a chance? Chuck, do you have something?
Yeah, I had a croissant.
That sounds kind of healthy.
With a hot dog in it.
What?
With bacon and cheese.
No.
Yes, Sonic has a croissant hot dog. Guys, you should try it. It fills you and makes you happy.
When you die, Sonic should be somewhere on your tombstone.
I believe they've already co-sponsored.
Instead of an urn, you should just have a Sonic bag.
No.
A Route 44 cup.
A Route 44 cup.
instead of angels on the top of the tombstone, they should be the Sonic, like the
roller skating
girls.
Yeah, I may just get buried in a drive-thru.
Nice.
Underneath.
Here lies that guy who came here every day. We never learned his name.
And when you say that, you mean in a dumpster behind a Sonic.
Right. That's probably where I belong.
Where Chuck will be disposed of.
Are you on a first name basis with any of your Sonic people?
See, the thing is, I'm so mobile that I never go to the same Sonic twice. A little bit like, you know, going to the same strip
club. That's good tradecraft. That's like spy stuff.
It is. You don't want people to know your face.
You have a dead drop at the Land Sonic.
Chuck, did you get a breakfast this fine morning?
You know it.
Where did you venture?
Had a wonderful hot brown.
Oh, full circle.
But
yeah,
the hot brown had French toast instead of regular bread.
Wait, remind us what a hot brown is.
So a hot brown is it was an invention in the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky, and they made this sandwich with open-faced turkey, bacon, gravy,
gravy.
Yeah, it's a brown gravy. I don't know. Maybe it's
brown.
Is it not one of the mother sauces?
Mother sauce? Are you talking about bourbon?
That's how. Yeah. No, so it's turkey, a bacon, a little tomato, and some gravy on top of some toast. But instead of regular toast, they put French toast.
Sounds like you got all the important parts of the food groups.
And four of our listeners will remember that was your very first breakfast on our very first episode.
That was.
Back in November.
I didn't even know that.
Aught 14.
Kentucky Hot Brown.
The Kentucky Hot Brown, yeah. Wow, that is full circle. I didn't know that. Wow.
As we wrap this, as we wrap the full 9-month season of NBA basketball.
It is a 9-month season.
How have we lasted?
Well, you are now divorced.
Yes.
I quit drinking, basically.
Yeah. So
life is in shambles.
Yeah, and I am a stay-at-home dad now.
Yeah.
So that is how we made it through 9 months.
That's how we got it. All right, guys, congrats.
Hashtag blessed.
And there you have it. 9 months of Chuck's breakfast. A window into his soul. So anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for checking us out. Tell your friends about us. Talk to us on Twitter at FastBreakBreak. Buy one of our Goink t-shirts. Anyway, hope you guys have a good one. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.